Often on this program, we tell you how an experiment with mice may help solve a human health problem. Well, today we have news of a different rodent that could be helpful in medical research, the naked mole rat. NPR's Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
These ground-dwelling rodents are wrinkled, pink, and weigh about an ounce, and they just don't follow the rules. They're mammals, but are cold-blooded, like reptiles. They have eyes, but can barely use them. And they have lungs, but they can live in underground tunnels with very little oxygen.
They have evolved under such a different environment that it's like studying an animal from another planet.
That's Tom Park, a neuroscientist at the University of Illinois at Chicago. He wanted to know just how far these animals could go with little or no oxygen.
And the naked mole rats surprised everybody, I think.
In the lab, Park and his colleagues started by putting the mole rats in a container with only 5% oxygen. That's about a quarter of what's in the air we breathe, and it can kill a mouse in less than 15 minutes.
Without any sign of trouble, we're going to take them out. So we put them in the chamber, and after 5 minutes, nothing, no problems. After an hour, no problems.
After 5 hours, the researchers were wilting, but the mole rats could have kept going.
They had more stamina than the researchers.
Then the weary scientists tested how the animals fared in 0% oxygen, which can kill a mouse in less than a minute.
Yeah, and that was a surprise, too.
As Park and his colleagues write in the journal Science, the mole rats could survive for 18 minutes with no oxygen at all. They did pass out, but once re-exposed to normal air, they woke up again, apparently unaffected. It turns out, Park says, the animals switch fuels. They can create energy without oxygen by using a sugar called fructose, which is actually what plants do. Maybe, says Park, this finding could someday help people survive oxygen deprivation from something like a stroke or a heart attack. Ray Ellen Bichelle, NPR News.